Hanging Clothes with Maya. Maya lived in the third story of the old Union Street flats owned by the mayor. At the back, three flights of weathered wooden stairs zigzagged up to a pane glass sun porch. Her line stretched out to a telephone pole in the fanocchio-filled common space in the middle of the block, where all the back fences ended, a yesteryear barn stood, and the neighborhood kids sometimes hacked their way through the fennel jungle and old foundations on imaginary quests. Jane lived in a first floor flat on perpendicular Octavia Street with no back porch. Her line stretched from the weighted sash windows in her son's room across the little cultivated backyard with a few herbs, fruit trees, and Swiss chard to that same telephone pole where Maya's line attached. Jane hanging out the window with her haunch against the sill, and the statuesque Miss Angelou leaning on the railing of her wooden landing, both reeled out their clothes to that pole they had in common. Maya's dashiki patterns flowed above Paisley's Peter Mac sheets, gym clothes, and baseball uniforms below. Smiling and chatting, kibitzing in loud voices across the back fences, for these two mothers, these two washerwomen, it was their civil rights movement.